This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood, in for Ben Johnson.
You've probably heard by now the tech industry is in need of talent. Some companies are looking to veterans of the military to fill those roles. Ardeen Williams is VP of Talent Acquisition for Amazon Web Services. She's also a veteran herself, serving as a captain in the Army. She joins me now on the line from Seattle. Hi, Ardeen.
Hello, Molly.
So let's start with your story. You served in the military in the 1980s. Can you tell me about your experience there and then sort of your transition since then?
I actually came on active duty up here at Fort Lewis, Washington, as Joint Base Lewis-McChord was known then. I was on a ROTC scholarship, joined the Signal Corps, and my first assignment took me into doing testing for developmental equipment. At that point, it was state-of-the-art. I'd worked on spread spectrum radio, global positioning system, and this really bizarre technology that was called mobile subscriber equipment, which we now know as a cell phone. I met my husband there. The branch that I joined had very few women. I came on active duty 3 years after the first class with West Point that had women in it had graduated. And so I like to tell people that my husband was the pick of the litter. And then life happened, and our second well-planned child turned out to be twins. And that was a little bit more than I could manage with the the requirements of my career. And so I resigned. And my husband took an assignment in Kuwait, and we worked there until Iraq invaded Kuwait. And our well-planned, you know, life suddenly took another turn, and we ended up back in the U.S. And Curtis was assigned to the Presidio. We stayed with my parents. And I took a job at Gymboree selling kids' clothes because they had a great discount. My, you know, my three little kids needed clothes and we needed to make ends meet. And I really was lost. I had left my career in the military. I slogged through the want ads and I just couldn't figure out how what I had done mapped to what I read about in the paper. And my dad had changed careers a fair amount. And, you know, he stuck with kind of nudging me along. And he picked up a packet of job listings from a local pharmaceutical company and brought it home and said, look, go through this and pick out two or three things that look like they're jobs that you could do. And there were like 500 jobs in it. And I went through the listing, and in those 500 jobs, I found two that looked like they might be a fit. One was a personnel clerk, and the other was a tech writer. And I was really frustrated. I'd worked in high tech. You know, I'd been involved in writing briefing books for the Joint Chiefs. And, I vented, and I told my dad. I said, okay, 5 years in the Army, and this is what I'm qualified for? And he told me, no one's going to hire you for the job they think you might be able to do. They're going to hire you for the job that you have demonstrated you already can do. And I applied for the tech writer job. Amazingly, the guy took a risk and hired me. And I was dead wrong because the job wasn't beneath me. The job took advantage of a skill that my commander had leaned on when we wrote briefing books. I knew how to explain really complex stuff in easy to understand ways. And 2 years later, I got tapped for a marketing job, something I'd never done before, that took advantage of all that skill that I'd built, you know, around the product knowledge. And, you know, my career was on its way.
It's interesting because you're describing really a lack of a path. What kind of pathways to jobs in tech in particular exist now? Are you trying to create them at Amazon?
The challenge that people have on the tech side is, in many cases, the technology that they've been working with doesn't change as quickly in the military as it does in the civilian sector. And so helping veterans who are a good fit culturally and have good basic technical skills learn that next more state-of-the-art capability is really what helps bridge them into a role in tech and then open up other career opportunities.
What other things about the transition might be hard for veterans coming into, you know, the private sector, Amazon in particular?
You have to be willing to take a stand and say, this is what I want to do. We have thousands of job openings at Amazon, and I get contacted regularly by veterans who say, I'm really a capable leader, and I can do just about anything. And I don't have any jobs like that. I need someone to come and say, hey, these are three jobs that are a great fit for me, and I want to be a project manager in supply chain. It's a very different experience in the military where you have a branch officer or some on the career side saying, hey, Ardeen, we're going to send you to Fort X and you're going to do Y.
The tech industry takes a lot of criticism for being in a bubble in a lot of ways. Do you think that hiring from the military, creating a pathway for veterans, could improve the sort of pipeline problem that the tech industry often cites in terms of improving diversity? Or is the military its own bubble?
While it's imperfect, the military is a relatively good snapshot demographically of the U.S., not geographically perfect, but from a demographic perspective, if you look at gender and ethnicity. So in that regard, it's a very valuable pipeline for any industry.
How will you know if you've succeeded?
The first piece for me is, are they successful? Are we actually able to bring people in, and then can we scale it? Can I grow it to be a very robust pipeline? So late last year, we worked with the Department of Labor to build an apprenticeship program. And we're running a number of cohorts this year in different locations. And success to me will be that we have a great graduation rate from those programs and that those graduates go on to roles that continue to increase in responsibility at Amazon.
Ardeen Williams is VP of Talent Acquisition for Amazon Web Services. Thank you so much.
Thank you.